Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Well, business has changed so much over the last few years. The internet, all the social media. It used to be very difficult to be in business or to get into business because there wasn't all this information available. Anything that you want to know, you just go and you Google it, and there's the answer. So it is the easiest time to stay in, to get into business. Easiest time to get into business. Anybody can do it. Anyone who wants information, they just go, they Google it, they find out what they need to do, and they're in business. But it's not that easy once you are in business. You have to say to yourself, how am I operating my business? How am I running my business? How am I operating it differently than I did years ago? It's not just enough to be in business and to be average. There is so much competition today. There is so much going on. There are so many people that are fighting for the same dollars that you can no longer be average and succeed. People that are average, they may plod along, they may make a living, but they're really not going to get to the income level and to the business that they want. You have to say to yourself, where and how can I be better than the competition? You have to understand that everything that you do has to be well done. Because if you're not doing it well, your customers or clients can go to somebody else. They don't need you unless you have a proprietary patent or something that nobody else can produce, which is unusual. There is competition nipping at your heels every single day. There are people that are calling on your customers wanting your business, and if you aren't excellent at what you do, if you aren't providing customer service, if you aren't putting yourself in a position where people respect what you do for them and they think that you are really helping them, you are in danger of losing that business. And once you lose that business, well, you've got the same problem. Unless you're excellent at what you do, you're not going to be able to get new business. So it's about competition. It's about thinking. It's about paying attention. It's about paying attention to every single part of your business. It's about shoring up the weak spots of your business, about training your people, getting the best possible people that you can, and helping them get the best results that they can possibly get. And when you do that, there's less stress, there's more profit, everything is just fine. If you don't believe what I'm saying, take your particular business and just Google it on the internet and see how many people in your area are doing the same thing that you're doing, are in the same business. That doesn't mean you can't succeed, that doesn't mean there isn't business, but you have to outpace everybody. You are in a sport called business. And in that sport, you want to win the Super Bowl. You want to win the Masters Golf Tournament. You want to win Wimbledon. You want to win the big time. And you can only do that if you are the best. And if you only hire the best, train the best, expect the best. And you have to expect it of yourself, too. You can't just expect it of your coworkers, of your employees. You have to show them an example of exactly what it means to do a good job. Because if you don't do that, you aren't on top of your game, how can you expect them to be on top of their game? So keep in mind, people who are average sink to the bottom. They don't excel. They don't get what they want out of their business. So every day you have to plan strategy. Every day you have to think. Every day you have to be on top of your business. Every day you have to be looking and seeing what's going on so that you understand exactly what needs to be corrected, what needs to be changed, what needs to be worked on. Constant improvement in the business is the answer to success. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.